Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hello, my name is Hannah Brazil. I'm originally from Louisiana. That's where I was born. Both my parents are in the military, so I moved around a lot as a kid. I spent my first 10 years up in Shreveport area. Then we moved down to Okinawa, Japan, and then all the way to Las Vegas, and that's where I spent my high school time. I then went to LSU, so Louisiana State University, got my Bachelor's of Science in Kinesiology with a concentration of athletic training. And afterwards, I wanted to explore more and become a certified athletic trainer. So I took my board of certification exam, got my certification. So when I was applying to schools, I was applying to different programs across the country, and I came across HBU. And so I emailed our assistant athletic director, Richie Valdez, and reached out to him, and we had a wonderful conversation. And I was looking for a program that was a faithful community, someplace where it was just more than just athletics. And so I really was interested in HBU, especially a lot of schools across the country, you don't really get to continue your faith while also continuing your education. And to me, that was something that really stood out. So I talked to him, and I was able, fortunate enough, to get a graduate assistant position at HBU. Initially, I worked solely football, but about halfway through that, we had an athletic trainer switchover. So I also had to work women's soccer, and then COVID hit. So that was a whole whirlwind of different things. And so now I'm kind of bouncing in between wherever I'm needed at HBU with as far as sports goes. But a little bit more about me. I am a traveler. I love going to different places, probably because my military background, we weren't very often in one spot. I love cooking, going to the beach. The beach is probably one of my favorite places, just going to the ocean, calming down, relaxing. Of course, with Houston, it's a big population, a lot of diverse culture. There's a amazing amount of food to eat here in Houston. It's really great to, you know, just hang around with family and friends and explore different places in the city. But getting more back to HBU, with HBU, everything feels, because it's a smaller school, it feels like a family. Everybody here is so nice, so kind. They instantly reach out to you and say, hey, how are you doing? How are you doing today? How's your life going? And then they'll bring up your family or friends, and you end up in a 20-minute conversation with somebody just because they care about you. And that's something really unique that you don't get at most places. Also, even the educators themselves, I had several professors, because I'm in the master's program for education online, and I have several professors that have reached out to me during the winter storm that we had, or during when COVID initially happened. Professors were like, take all the time that you need, let me know what we can do for you. So it's really great to be a part of that system as well, where we have professors and teachers that understand your workload as a student. And sometimes your workload as a student also balances between work as well. So I think it's really fortunate to be at a university that just cares so deeply about everyone around you.
Hannah, you bring up such an important point about HBU. You use the word family. And, you know, the word family has a lot of endearment attached to it. I think it resonates with all of us. In fact, I found in my career that even young people that are from the most disconnected families long for a great family. And you found that in the academic community of HBU. I mean, that's an interesting term. Can you elaborate just a little bit on that?
Well, I think for me, a lot of times it's really hard to reach out to people you have no clue who they are, especially being on an online platform with my type of learning. You don't know these people. So it's really great where you can just email a professor and be like, hey, I'm having a really difficult time right now. In my situation, I was also working at the same time. So there was one weekend where I had like fully booked. We were traveling with football. There was just, and I was getting home at like 8 o'clock at night. And I was like, listen, like, is there any way I can get an extension on something? Because at this point I'm working like 80 hours this week. And so the teacher was very understanding. They were like, listen, like, I understand what you do and I appreciate what you do and I appreciate you. So, you know, do what you can now and then we'll talk about getting that extension. So that's something really, really great to me is that people are willing to understand your situation and make that deeper connection with you and say, I respect you and what you're doing, keep on doing it. And as long as you're doing well in the classroom, there's no reason why we can't, you know, help you out a little bit.
That's so good. Hannah has served as a graduate assistant athletic director for the HBU football and women's soccer, and she's earned her Master of Education at HBU as well. I mean, before coming, you did get a BS in athletic training from LSU, great school. You know, I want to just, you said also something very important about how faith, Christian faith, you didn't have to leave that at home when you came to HBU. That's really important to enlarge upon. Can you share more?
Yeah. So one of the great things about HBU is you get to be yourself fully. I feel like in a lot of universities, you know, you can't be as open as a Christian. You get a little bit more judged, if you could say. People aren't just interested in hearing about God, but in our classrooms, especially, you can openly talk about your faith. I've had plenty of discussion posts and discussion boards where the teacher would say, like, respond with your favorite verse or respond with a verse that means something to this assignment directly. So it's really great that you get to incorporate your faith and something you believe in so dearly into something that you're studying for, because ultimately, at the end of the day, even in our future, our faith is always going to be connected to us. So we need to make sure that we're getting an education where our faith is still there. That way, in the future, we don't lose our faith because we didn't have our faith embedded in our education.
Totally agree. I mean, it's one of the biggest problems of American culture right now is that often one of the most hostile places to Christian faith is the university. HBU is an exception to that. We're grateful for it. Now, you are also an athlete and you work in the HBU sports area. We have 17 Division I sports at HBU. Tell us about your observations of working both in soccer and on HBU, the Huskies.
So one of my favorite things about HBU athletics is that no matter what, you can talk to the coach, the player, you can talk about their faith. And another thing is you can also like pray. So I see this every single day. With women's soccer, they did it before practice. And with football, they do it after practice. But as a team together, they either hold hands, not so much during COVID, but they either hold hands or gather in a circle or in a huddle and they just pray. And sometimes they might say specific prayer for somebody that maybe was injured or somebody that's going through a hard time. But at the end of the day, they just pray. And I think that's a big thing to do as a group, especially because you're just sending your message and sending what you want to say to God as a whole community rather than just one specific person. And it's really great because you get to have these interactions with your athletes and your staff about God. And one of the interesting things is with athletics, it can be really, really stressful because we're there to win. And sometimes, you know, that's not always the situation. So to be able to have that faith to lean back on when situations don't really go our way, or we're having a hard time on the field, or something else may happen, it's a really great place to be.
You know, I've watched several of our coaches on the HBU athletics, and they are incredible spiritual role models. They're great athletes. They want to win, but they also want to help young people win in the greatest equation of life, which is eternity. And I can see why you're so impressed with that. I know there's some young people that are thinking about coming to HBU. There's some athletes that have seen one or more of our 17 Division I sports, and they're considering saying yes to HBU. Can you tell them for a moment why you think they should make HBU their school of choice?
I think one of the biggest things is setting aside, you're going to have people that truly care about you on and off the field. They're going to care about your performance, which is, of course, what we want as an athlete, you know, how well you're going to perform and how well you are going to be able to succeed the goals that you want, but also off the field, right? If you have something terrible going on at home, you're going to have people here to help you. We're going to do whatever it takes. And that's what I love about the athletic department so much is if you're having issues with the class, somebody is there. We have academic advisors and things that will make time to get it right for you. So that way, all you have to really worry about is your contribution to athletics. You can focus on school and do what you can and honestly just be a part of a family, be a part of a team where everybody is trying to put their best foot forward for you. It's at the end of the day, everything is about being together, being one, caring together, and moving on to the next chapter together.
That's very cool. Now, tell me, just before we go, I want you to tell me about your parents, because you've obviously came to HBU with a strong faith. And
yeah.
Feeling it was imbued by your mom and dad, is it?
Yeah, so it was actually, I've had a very tricky situation with my faith. So when I was younger, both my parents were in the military. So it was kind of hard to go to church a lot. My mom would take me most Sunday mornings, but we also lived like 30 minutes away from our church. My dad grew up Church of Christ, and my mom grew up in a family where Christ was spoken about. My grandma had angels all over the place, but she never actually went to church. But when I was actually 18 months, I was in her hands, and she handed me off to somebody else, and she actually got baptized in that church. So that was a really special moment. And then when we moved to Japan, there weren't really churches out there that fit my parents' type of Christianity. A lot of them were more like Baptist or a different type of Christianity that they weren't really associated with. So I kind of dipped off of my faith there. But as soon as we got to Las Vegas, of all places, of course, we found this really great church called Angel Bright Church of Christ. I all of a sudden like reestablished my relationship with God, with Christ, and just basically fell head over heels. It was a really great experience because I all of a sudden was going to church 3 to 4 times a week at least. Every single service, every single Bible study, every single youth group, and any single event was going, like, I was definitely there. And actually, like, was pulling my parents along to go to most of the events. So, and then I was baptized in August of 2015 there, Angel Bright, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. So I think I definitely had a good Christian foundation, but I continue to build on it on my own afterwards as well, because I feel like, you know, you can get all the materials and be shown everything to do, but it takes your own personality and your own passion to actually go forth and, you know, explore and expand upon what you already know.
So true. We've been talking to Henna, and give me the correct pronunciation of your last name.
Brazil, like the country.
Brazil, I thought so. Henna Brazil has joined us, a graduate assistant athletic director for the HBU football and women's soccer team. We're so proud of you, Henna. You're a great, bright light, and we need bright lights like you in our world today. And what a compliment you are to our HBU athletic department. You know, HBU can be your home, and I want to just remind everyone that questions you have about what does it mean to go to HBU? Can I get financial aid? How can I learn about the different teams and the coaches? Go to hbu.edu/admissions or call 281-649-3211. Our graduate school. Now, Henna, have you just finished your Master's of Education? Are you finishing that right now?
Yeah, I have 2 weeks of classes left.
Oh, well, congratulations. Now, what's up next for you after you get your master's degree?
So I am planning on staying at HBU and hopefully being hired as a full-time athletic trainer. So.
Good, very good. Well, we will certainly know the best is yet ahead for you. Our graduate school that Hannah's in is hbu.edu/grad, GRED, or 281-649-3269. And Hannah also reminds us that HBU is available to you no matter where you live. You could be in Houston or New York or LA, hbuonline.com, 1-855-428-1960. Check out all the rich, really strong academic programs we have available online through HBU. Hannah, thanks for joining me today. I'm just so appreciative of you, and I want you to know that we're going to be watching you and what happens to your future. It's going to be great.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.